Africa and JB's Ballin' with Baker World Cup report.
I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports and weather. Residents across Luxembourg are being urged to limit outdoor activity and drink plenty of water as the country's heat alert is extended until Sunday morning. Temperatures in some parts of the country could exceed 40 degrees at the peak on Saturday. Trains running between Luxembourg City, Etelbruck and on to Gouvy and Diekirch were hit by delays and cancellations last night, with the CFL yet to disclose the precise nature of the problem. According to RTL information, numerous sirens could be heard in the vicinity of Heisdorf station, with the train stopped not far from the platform. A French teen facing criminal charges in Singapore for a straw-licking stunt will enter a plea next month in a case that could land him in jail on conviction. Didier Gaspard Owen Maximilien is just 19 years old. The death toll from two powerful earthquakes that hit Venezuela has risen to at least 235. The quakes, which hit the north of the country within less than a minute of each other on Wednesday night, measured 7.2 and 7.5, the strongest since 1900. And very strong verification is needed in Iran following the Middle East conflict to ensure that it does not develop nuclear weapons, the UN Atomic Watchdog chief said today. International Atomic Energy Agency head Rafael Grossi's remarks come as the United States and Iran negotiate a broader agreement to end the war, with Tehran's nuclear program a key sticking point. Turning now to sport. Ecuador upset Germany to squeeze into the last 32 of the World Cup yesterday, while the Netherlands, Japan and the Ivory Coast advanced safely as the draw for the knockout rounds began to take shape. And a heavily changed United States lost 3-2 to Turkey in an action-packed dead-rubber clash that coach Mauricio Pochettino vowed would not derail the World Cup co-host's considerable momentum. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's already 28 degrees here in the city, with the red alert for heat extended until Sunday. Temperatures are due to reach highs of between 36 and 38 degrees this afternoon.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Amy de Weber, all about your journey. RTL Today, traffic info.
2 minute delays on the A4 between Lalonde and Foots. We've got 6 minutes extra on the A6 between Helfenderbrook and Gaspers. 5 minute delays on the CR169 between Pompier and Ludlunge on the CR163. And 15 minute delays are still on the A31 Canfin towards the A3 at Dudelange. Generally, elsewhere seems to be quietening down a bit though. There are speed checks in Bashleiden on the Rue Principale, in Helmsange on the Rue Prince-Henri, in Kale on the Rue de Faubourg, and in the afternoon in Hesperange at Allée de la Jeunesse Sacrifiée. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic. Celebrate the World Cup with Mevil Alvis, with up to 50% off on stock furniture. More on alvis.lu.
Mevil Alvis.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 20 of the RTL Today World Cup review, Ballin' with Baker. 8 matches to come, plenty of chaos, and just enough comedy to get you through your morning coffee, I hope. Let's dive in. Starting with the Group E games and Curaçao against the Ivory Coast, which finished 2-0 to the Ivory Coast. Pepe had scored after 7 minutes, which immediately calmed Ivorian nerves and simultaneously ruined Curaçao's game plan of don't concede early. Curaçao had their moments but couldn't finish their dinner, and Pepe's second on 64 minutes tucked the match neatly into bed. Ivory Coast march into the knockouts for the first time ever. Curaçao bow out with pride and probably a few regrets. Ecuador 2, Germany 1. Now this was a plot twist. Germany scored after 2 minutes and looked ready to cruise across the Atlantic like the QE2. Ecuador were having none of it. Angulo equalised on 9 minutes, Plata won it late, and suddenly Germany's group-winning swagger looked a bit wobbly. Still, Germany topped the group and Ecuador sneaked through as one of the best third-place teams. Chaos, but organised chaos. Group F games, Japan 1, Sweden 1. The first half was a masterclass in how not to shoot. Rose Z took more hits than a dartboard, but the second half woke up. Maeda finished a gorgeous Japan move on 56 minutes, then Alanga curled in a beauty 6 minutes later to equalise. Japan finished second and go through. Sweden also advances a high place third. Everyone's happy except the goalkeepers. Tunisia 1, Netherlands 3. Tunisia gifted the Dutch a start when Skiri attempted a can-can routine and toe-poked into his own net on 3 minutes. Brobbey doubled the lead on 7. Tunisia briefly rallied through Mastori, but Van Hecker restored order. Netherlands are through to face Mexico, Tunisia heading home, wondering why their midfielder turned into a Moulin Rouge extra. Now back to Group D. Yes, again the scheduling is wild. Paraguay against Australia, 0-0. Both teams needed a point and both teams played like they knew it and couldn't be bothered. It finished 0-0 and I can't even be bothered to tell you about it. Finally, Turkey 3, USA 2. The USA had already topped the group, so they rotated like a supermarket rotisserie. Trusty scored on 3 minutes, Turkey hit back through Gula and Yilmaz, Berhalter levelled it, and then, because who doesn't love late drama, Ahan tapped in at 90 plus 8 minutes to spoil the party. USA still topped the group, Turkey is still alive, and American fans probably blame Biden. The last 32 is taking shape, the tension is rising, and I'll be back this afternoon to preview what's coming tonight and over the weekend. Until then, stay fresh, JB out.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
RTL. RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
I would say he went.
I think he's hitting his stride now.
So above and beyond with that one. And I want to start a, I'm going to do a bingo. A JB bingo.
With different lines and similes and all kinds.
I mean, he had a reference of dance.
Yeah, the QE2 crossing the Atlantic, a dartboard.
I mean.
Blaming Biden.
Moulin Rouge.
It was all in there.
I mean.
Tell you what.
Dinner. Couldn't eat the dinner.
Who worked hard on that one, JB? Good work. Loved it. Let's see. Back to the text. Mayor, I have mezcal. Would that work for ranch water?
Oh, yes, of course. It'll be a little bit more smoky, but mezcal's fine. Absolutely.
Good to know. Americans probably blamed Biden. Hilarious, says Lisa on the text, and JB.